today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So anyway.
Yeah, it was a while
Hi,
ago.
Hi, Oscar.
Hi.
So, hey, how you guys doing?
We're Good. Great. We're great. Mike, if I sidebar.
Is there a technical issue?
No.
If there's a technical issue, I'm going to turn the table
we
over
have some
right
more
now.
Calls.
Awesome.
I'm aware we have some more calls. I'm telling a story here.
Hold it. Hey, Oscar, sidebar.
Yes.
Mike's telling a story.
Oh, excuse me. Thank you.
Okay. So we need to have it.
Well, let's hear it, babe.
As far as the calls
go. So here it is.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. No, I'll take more calls. I'm going to take more calls in a minute.
I would say that hate is an awfully strong word, but I'd also say that hate can be fostered and perhaps fertilized by distrust. Should hate grow, it needs the water of distrust and perhaps, Mike, the sunshine of dishonesty.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show. Starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Do we have cocktail music, Rob Spiewak?
We absolutely do, Mike.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Welcome to the TMOS cocktail party. I got to hear that better. I can't. I need that. There it is. The music from Playboy After Dark. Welcome to a very, very rare afternoon taping of the Mike O'Mara Show, where we are broadcasting from Leesburg, Virginia, also Washington, D.C., and Fort Myers, Florida. We haven't been, I have not begun to imbibe quite yet. So,
what are you waiting for?
I don't know what I want yet. I mean, welcome, by the way, welcome to our cocktail party. I was going to wear a smoking jacket, but I decided I don't have a smoking jacket, so we can't do that. But
who,
in any event,
who does?
Really? Now
who
you can turn it down a little bit.
I do.
Thank you. Yeah, of course you do.
I have a red silk smoking jacket.
Do you really?
I do.
In size what?
Mike, the worms are still working on it.
Well, Carla's forcing my hand by starting out with a glass of red wine.
As
nothing quite like
red
wine.
As you should.
Now, in the great tradition of the Mike O'Mara Show, I got here at 10:04 and said, hello, hello, hello. Mm-hmm. And no one connected with me at all because then I texted people and let people know that I was out there. And then I said, well, what about the phones? And then nobody had thought about the phones. And so we're going to try to really take your phone calls.
Let me finish.
I'm totally grumpy. This is what you would scream at if you were in my shoes.
I've been yelling at them all day.
You would scream at this. And I came in. I'm like, so how are we going to do the phones? And nobody knew. Because nobody thought about it. Nobody given a
You're projecting. I
rat's
knew I told you exactly
it.
What we were doing.
Well, 5 minutes after we talked about
no,
it.
No. We've been dealing with this all afternoon. Mike, you're mad at something else and you want to take it out on your friends.
No, I am not. I'm mad at you. You're the one that's up there with Maddie. This is your job. This is what you would yell at Rob about.
She's doing her job. What are you talking about?
I'm not yelling
about?
At Maddie. I'm yelling at you.
You can't spell Maddie
but
without
why
Mad.
Would you yell at me? We're doing our job.
Well, I'm really not even yelling at you. I'm just talking to you. But this is what
Poor
you would
Carla.
Be mad about.
Just got to deal with this all the time.
Yeah. Well, what are you drinking, Rob Spiewak?
I haven't chosen yet either because I wanted to see where you were going to go. I'm going to start, Mike, and this is going to be a curveball. Although I'm not married to it for the rest of the show. The King of Beers.
Oh,
Light, Budweiser.
Refreshing. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Budweiser.
Budweiser. Oscar, what is that, Peroni?
This is Stella Artois, Mike.
Stella Artois?
Yeah.
That's all right, well, let me raise the glasses.
Thank you.
Here's the way this is going to work, ladies and gentlemen, from all over the country. I'm so pissed. Just at life in general. I've been watching the news all day. I'm going to get so S-housed during these broadcasts. It's not even funny. I promise you I'll be in a much better mood. But no, I mean, so how are the phones going to work again?
Well, Maddie's
going to pick
a phone.
Right
now. Someone's on the phone right now.
Let's take a phone call.
Okay.
Let's take a phone call right now. Hello. This is the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party. And congratulations. You're the very first one to call. Who's this?
This is Ryan in Long Island. Are you guys interested in another round of the game, Rob Spiewak, gay or racist?
Oh, my God. Right out of the chute. That's a classic fantastic game.
Now, see, this is a great first call.
You can't go wrong.
This is a great first call. Carly, can you hear everything okay?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Very good. Pull up a little bit. Pull up just a wee bit.
Carly's actually a little weak on our end. I don't know if you can put her send up a little bit more.
Yeah, I'll put her send up a little bit. There we go.
Mike, did you get the tape that I sent you last evening?
Hello.
Okay, still can't hear her really well.
Yeah.
No. Do you hear her well?
I don't. Not at all.
Yeah. I hear her through Mike's microphone, but I don't hear her coming up to us.
Here's what we're going to do.
Yes.
We're going to take five.
Take five.
Okay.
And we're going to get
take five and figure, because I hear Carla loud and clear, and we will stop and call her. Put the caller on hold.
Put him on hold.
We will pick this up. We're going to fix this, and we're going to do this when we come back.
Done.
All right, so just give us 5 seconds here. All right, so let me just get back on track. We had a little audio issue we had to fix with a lot of moving parts here, but we're working here in Fort Myers, Florida. Rob's in Leesburg, Oscar's in D.C., along with Madeline Masiello, and we have a special treat that on this happy hour. By the way, is Shannon going to be dropping by at all? Will she be coming by?
She's supposed to bring me alcohol. So I
imagine. I was wondering why you weren't drinking, Jack.
Yeah, well, I called her and I said, "Bring me alcohol, please." And she said, "Ha ha ha ha." And I said, "No, I'm serious, please."
Now, the problem we had, which is really the problem in my life a lot of times too, is Carla's level was off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Your levels have been off for a long time.
Oh no!
Like how so?
No, I'm kidding. Is she now audible? If she needs to be louder, I can make her louder.
No, I would say she's too loud, but she's fine.
Well, if she's too loud.
How dare you?
She's not. Mike, I'm just messing with you. She's totally fine. She looks.
Is the level Rob?
Yes, it sounds good. Your voices have matched.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're telling me the truth?
I would tell you otherwise.
I'm a little paranoid today.
You
for
are.
Some reason.
So you're
it's not showing.
Control. Please drink more. Please drink more. Please.
I love you, Rob.
Now, Mike, did you get the tape I emailed you last evening?
Yeah, somewhere, I guess.
Hmm. There's still a caller on the line that's been waiting this entire time.
Oh, hey, caller, go ahead. You're going to play Rob Spiewak, gay or racist?
Correct.
All right.
I will give
First
you
of all,
an excerpt.
Yes, go ahead. Yeah, I wanted to get your name. Where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Long Island.
Ryan from Long Island. You said that before we had to break contact here. All right, so explain how the game's going to work for people that might not know what we're playing.
I'll give you an excerpt from a past show and then give you the opportunity to weigh in on whether Rob is being gay or racist, and then I'll reread it and include a little more context and you'll find out the answer.
All right. Now, Ryan, I'm willing to do that, but the rule of thumb here, and it can be a non-alcoholic beverage, but you have to identify a beverage that you're enjoying right now.
White Claw Hard Seltzer, Natural Lime.
Good man.
All right. Cementing Ryan as the best first caller I believe we have ever had in a call segment. All right. Go ahead, Ryan. I'm ready to play.
Let's go back to episode 354, when at 4 minutes and 15 seconds, Rob Spiewak said, and I quote, "Well, at first it's really hot, and then it's really cold."
So I'm supposed to identify whether that's a gay term or a racist term?
Correct.
This is tough.
I'm going to go because Rob is really careful about hiding his deep-seated hatred.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say maybe it's a gay term.
Okay.
Oscar, you want to weigh in?
Can I get that again, sir, if you don't mind?
By the way, show's going to... Yes, go ahead.
Well, at first, it's really hot. And then it's really cold.
Oh, I got this all day. This is more of, I feel like he's talking about my tropical people near the equator. And then as they make their way up north, it gets cold. So it's definitely racist.
I don't know. Am I allowed to play this? Because I'm the person who said it, because I don't remember saying it.
Ask Ryan.
Ryan, am I allowed to play?
I'll allow it.
Thank you. But watch yourself, counselor. You know, it's true that I do carefully guide my racism, but I also carefully guide my homosexuality.
Guard
my homosexuality.
Not guide, guard. All right, how many? Did you pregame?
No.
Did you pregame at all?
No. Have a sip, Mike. Relax.
How did you change guard into guide?
Because it was guarded. It's guarded. That's why.
Protecting.
Yes.
No, but you changed it to guide.
I know. It was wrong.
there.
It was wrong.
That's what I was looking for.
So I think that it's probably a racist thing.
Carla, would you like to play?
Gay.
Oh, wow.
Right out of she would have said that before that. Before the show started taping, she'd say that.
Carla is slaying Maddie, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Ryan, we're ready for the answer.
Well, let me reread it. Well, at first it's really hot, and then it's really cold, and then the Chinaman peels the wax off you, and your feet feel amazingly supple.
Oh, it's racist, ladies and gentlemen. It's racist. How dare you? It's a clinker. It's racist.
Was it? I hope that wasn't recent. I hope that was like from 1985.
No, he said that was it was from show 354.
Right. You're over 1,000 now.
7th, 2011.
Oh, all 2000, right. Like 2 years after we started doing the show. Amazing man.
That's over 2,100 shows ago.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you very much, Long Island, for that call. You can bye-bye, Maddie, or whatever signal I gave you before the show.
She's got it. We've got another call, Mike.
Well, we don't have to just dive right in.
Let's.
All right, we'll take another call.
Carla, why not? Carla wants to talk to the fans.
Sure. Hello, caller. Where are you calling from?
Greetings from the Steel City Studios in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Well, it didn't take long for us to get a P1, right at the beginning of the show.
Exactly.
Cementing the fact that we have three people that really get into this show.
Ruined.
Well, no, that's quite all right. That's all right.
I wanted to call. Hi, Carla. How are you, by the way?
Hey, good. How are you?
Jim Amato.
Hey, Jim.
What'd you have for lunch today?
I was going to tell you about a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and some Cheez-Its with a little glass of fruit punch Gatorade Zero.
Oh, my God. I love you.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Was the kindergartner that you stole it from pissed?
Yeah. Watch how many sheets you use there, Carla.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I put on Facebook the other day that I was rationing my toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah,
You can. You're able to do that, you know?
Not for number two, just number one.
Thank you. Oh, I know a lot of guys. I told Carla after she said that, after she posted that on Facebook, that Rob's freezing up on us a little bit there.
He's back.
I'm sorry. He's back. That's good. Yeah. This is technologically quite an endeavor here. Having a CNN studio. We got Jim Amato on the phone. We got Carla in the studio. Oscar in D.C. Rob in Leesburg. I told you after you posted that, I said, if you posted your bathroom habits and specifically toilet paper down there, you are going to have more dudes that will be liking that. And sure enough, it was the parade of guys that were like, yeah, I like that. You know, if you're liking a post about toilet paper and it's Carla's, you're a horn doggy. Come on.
I don't like hearing
it's a family cause.
Oh, God.
God.
I don't want to know. Carla, you're too pretty to be doing that.
Why? Everybody poops and pees.
You got to go right on top of the microphone, honey, so people can hear you.
My wife doesn't.
Oscar.
I don't know about it.
Oscar.
Yes.
Everybody poops. Poops.
No, gross. Don't want to know about it.
Right.
Don't need to know.
Jim, what else can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to let you know I'm having a flaming rum punch. I was thinking of having that. But then I switched to a mulled wine heavy on the cinnamon.
There you go.
Nice.
He's invoking It's a Wonderful Life. Is there any better time to invoke It's a Wonderful Life and doing Clarence, the angel, the fallen angel, not the fallen angel, but the angel from It's a Wonderful Life.
He's not been elevated to angel yet. That was his problem. The great
Jim,
Henry
I'd love to talk more. I'd love to talk more. Thank you very much. We appreciate the call.
Thank you. Double hatchets.
All right. Let me talk to my boys for a second here.
Let's do this.
So,
what's the state of the union?
The state of the union right now. We'll tell you that we're hanging in here.
Yeah.
We're doing pretty well, better than I expected. I know when I watched the news last night that one of the reasons I wanted to do this is to reach out because we've got so many listeners out in the state of Washington and in California. And I wanted to say something right up at the front of the show. And that was that, we're having a cocktail party, but we're not making light of this at all. You know, this situation that everybody's dealing with. We just thought it would be a good idea to do this kind of a show so that people could get away from what they're dealing with. And as we get more inebriated during the show, I promise you the show will get better and better. I came into the show, as both Rob and Oscar will testify, a little bit of a bear. Just a little bit of a bear because
we had
now...
a day.
Well, here it is. I got to tell you. All right. So Friday afternoon, 3:45, I get a call from my realtor. All right. And with what I have been through trying to sell my home,
yeah.
when I see his name on my phone, my blood turns ice cold.
Hold on. It's wow. our home.
Our home.
Well, technically,
ice cold.
It, you know.
What?
Nothing.
I mean, I'm just saying there's probably only one name on the contract.
My bad.
Right.
I take that back.
Single
my blood right. turns ice cold. And sure enough, now as we get to the finish line,
right.
I have a contract on my house now, and I haven't spoken
our.
About it. Our house.
Yes.
Now.
It's a very, very, very fine house.
The house that Carla finally got me to get out of.
Mm.
The only thing that was really mine. That you
finally, I have you just where I want
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly.
After all
get out
these
of that.
Years.
Yes,
sure.
I know, right?
Corona's yeah. in town.
Yep.
He's get it going out
yep.
of town.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, you know, the first contract had some. I told the guys behind the scenes.
Yeah, you got burned.
Our house.
Very, very, very fine house.
The first contract
yes.
went away because of this roof issue.
Yes.
Right.
Because they were nervous about whether the roof was going to be done. Well, I have news for you. Not only did we get a contract on this house for a lot less money than the first contract.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is happy.
But that's
happy
okay.
Day.
That's okay.
That's okay.
It is what it is.
You know, there are a lot of people dealing with
we're
more life-threatening
our home.
Things right
yeah.
now.
Fingers crossed. Yeah.
But the second contract now also is going to be consummated once the roof is done. So,
oh wow! Okay.
The roof. We by the way, the updates we get on this roof. Yeah, it's going to be done here. It's going to be done. How long
they're
does
very,
this go?
They're very busy.
They're incredibly busy.
They are.
I'm so
nice,
happy for them.
Yeah, nice problem to have, but we have to be patient.
I have been. I
no.
How long from the beginning of this process getting a roof on this house? How long has it been with negotiating with insurance companies, dealing with roofers?
Okay, that's fair. About 7 months.
No, that is not
or
true.
Or longer.
That well, if you don't know why you're saying
or,
7 months.
Well, or longer, but my point is, my point is they said it would take this long. They said it would take this long.
So today, right before we go on the air.
Yes.
I get a call from my realtor. And as I said, I go, oh,
blood runs ice cold.
He said, listen, I talked to the roofer guy. I'm like, oh, God, what's going on?
Oh, no.
And he says, he's saying, I'm giving a timetable. He says, here's what they do. They sit down in your living room about a year and a half ago. Then they talk about the fact that they're going to get an attorney that deals with the insurance company. And they're going to prove, because they've inspected the roof, which is damaged, they're going to go to battle with the insurance company. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Okay, this is a year and a half.
Yeah.
This is a year and a half ago. And so they go to battle with the insurance company. It takes months and months and months and months and months and months and months. Flash forward to December when they say, oh, by the way, the insurance company has settled. And they are going to pay the claim for your roof. Then
excellent.
Then the process begins. This is at about the what year mark that happened. What do you know?
I don't.
You don't know the.
I really don't know the timeline.
Why should you?
Like I don't
she's raised.
Why should anybody care? It's me. I'm
yeah.
the only one. I'm the only one that worries about
exactly.
anything.
Exactly.
So anyway.
Yeah, it was a while
Hi,
ago.
Hi, Oscar.
Hi.
So, hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, we're Good. Great. We're great. Mike, if I sidebar.
Is there a technical issue?
No,
if there's a technical issue, I'm going to turn the table
we
over
We have some
right
more
now.
Calls.
Awesome.
I'm aware we have some more calls. I'm telling a story here.
Hold it. Hey, Oscar, sidebar.
Yes.
Mike's telling a story.
Oh, excuse me. Thank you.
Okay. So we need to have it.
The well, let's hear the it, call, babe.
As far as the calls
So here
go.
It is.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. No, I'll take more calls. I'm going to take more calls in a minute. And hopefully, hey, maybe they'll be as good as models. Pittsburgh call.
Mm, mm, mm.
Maybe it'll sound that good.
Mike, there might have been a Cheez-It in the handset.
Rob, am I exaggerating? Was
you're
that?
Not. You're not.
Hey, guys. Hi, Michael.
He was hammered. He was hammered.
Was he hammered?
No, he was hammered.
Yes.
Yeah.
Long story short, and I'll try to end it right now so we can take more calls. called me today. They're not sure when the roof is going to be finished, but they're saying the tile, they get the tile.
It's almost done.
It's almost done. They deliver the tile. It's sitting in the driveway. Then they take the tile and they move it to the roof. Week, week, week. And then they take the tile that's on the roof and they finally put the roof on. Week. Then they take the roof and they get it inspected. Week. And right. I'm about to have a nervous break.
Hang in there, honey. Hang in there.
It's crazy. Let's take another phone call, shall we?
Here we go.
By the
Here
way, what's the number? What's the number?
888-920-MORE. 888-920-6673. The phone lines are open live for you on the TMOS cocktail party. Drink up, boys.
Thank you.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Mike. This is Brian. I'm calling from Dumfries, Virginia.
Great town. Oh,
I love Dumfries, home of Tim's River Shore. Mm. Simply the finest Potomac River
Crabs.
Watering hole known to mankind.
If you really want to drink on the mighty Potomac, that's the
mighty
to be.
Brown poop filled Potomac.
It's mighty brown.
Mighty brown Potomac. Yes, from the shores of the mighty brown Potomac. What can we do for you, sir?
This is cool. You guys are doing this. It's a lot of fun. I was at the first Cameron Hills tournament. So we go way back. I've got a question.
No, we had a good time then.
That was fun. All right. I had a question for you. If you could answer with explanation, who do you hate more, Buzz, RJ, or Ronick?
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Damn.
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a hot tamale right out of the chute.
You calm down. You calm down, oh, queen of honesty, okay? the honest answer, and I am not in any way exaggerating this, I do not hate any of those gentlemen. Buzz and Mark and to a certain extent RJ, although not as professionally associated as the right. other guys, started this podcast with us and were part of our deal going forward. And they were all there and they were guys that were there when we needed them. And that you grow in a different direction. When I started doing, I'm working now, as anybody that's listening to this show right now would be able to tell you, with two guys that know me inside and out, don't even get flapped when I have my little ranting and raving because they know me so well. They know I don't mean anything by it. Those guys, Ronick and also RJ and Buzz, they did their own things. We were stung because Rob and Oscar and I were unaware that they were kind of getting together on the side to plan right. their little endeavor without any of us really being in the know. With that, and by the way, I'm working on memory, guys.
That's
Am
fair.
I right about
no?
Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I would say that hate is an awfully strong word, but I'd also say that hate can be fostered and perhaps fertilized by distrust. Yeah. Should hate grow, it needs the water of distrust and perhaps, Mike, the sunshine of dishonesty.
Rob is just so brilliant.
Fair. Oh, my God.
Mike,
yes.
Two words, self-aware.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe that, and so there's no hate in my eyes. I think that they were not self-aware enough to realize that you don't just build this. You don't just willy-nilly pick a name, build it.
Right.
And we all, I think Rob and I too, not to a fault, but realistically, we're self-aware enough to be like, this is as good as it gets sometimes. And it should be enough.
And I'll finish this up.
And it's great.
And for the caller, and then we'll let you go. But I wanted to say, we're doing a live broadcast down in Fort Myers Beach, where we rented a house down there, and we all drove down. And this show, as it is right now, was kind of born with a car switch where
yes.
we all decided, Oscar and Rob and myself, to hop in the same vehicle because we all kind of enjoyed the spirit of the road trip. And out of that came this feeling I had that this is like a three totally different people that are enjoying the same thing. And it was kind of the rhythm carried on once those guys left to this show. And what bothers me is that they started this other endeavor. They really weren't forthcoming about it. No. when they did it.
They were shady.
And in the case of only one guy, I will say it's Buzz Burbank.
Yeah.
I particularly went kind of out of my way to accommodate him and his emotional needs. And we were there when Buzz had a health scare. And so
and
personally,
he quit all the time.
And he quit twice,
he didn't
did.
I know, that's what I'm he saying. Did. We talked him
he
into
quit
coming
twice.
Back. Yeah.
And that, you know, that hurt my feelings. But at the same time, I hope Buzz is happier right now.
There's
and
no
I know I am
right now. There's not time for that.
No time for hate.
We ain't got time for that.
No. Right. But especially because Buzz is, you know, he's in that target demographic, man.
Rob.
That's true.
Rob might have a little more hate towards certain members.
Here, Mike, here's here's a palate cleanser for you.
All right, Barry.
That's good booze.
On that note, bye, caller. Thank you for calling from Dumfries. We're going to take our first break of the day, ladies and gentlemen. And, we actually have to start the cocktail party, and I'm getting a little empty.
Nice.
There we go. Cheers, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm only trying to say that Amity is a summer town. We need summer dollars.
That's perfect.
Let's be reasonable, huh? This is not the time or the place to perform some kind of a half-assed autopsy on a fish. And I am not going to stand here and see that thing cut open and see that little Kentner boy spill out all over the dock.
I just want to tell you what we're planning so far.
What about the beaches, Chief?
We're going to put on the summer deputies as soon as possible. And then we're going to try and use shark spotters on the beach.
Are you going to close the beaches?
Yes, we are.
I didn't agree to that.
Only 24 hours.
I'm pleased and happy to repeat the news that we have, in fact, caught and killed a large predator that supposedly injured some bathers. But as you see, it's a beautiful day. The beaches are open, and the people are having a wonderful time. Amity, as you know, means friendship.
I'm truly sorry. And a pen, Larry. Because you're going to do what you do best. You're going to sign this voucher so I can hire a contractor.
I don't know if I can do that without...
I'm going to hire Quint to kill the shark.
August.
What are you talking about? Larry, the summer is over. You're the mayor of Shark City. These people think you want the beaches open.
I was acting in the... In the town's best interest.
That's right. You were acting in the town's best interest, and that's why you're going to do the right thing.
Martin...
My kids were on that beach too.
Mr. Jaws, before you swim out to sea, you anything else to say?
Why can't we be friends? It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You know, when you watch a television show like Kimmel or Morning Joe or shows, I'm beginning to realize why they have people. I am not an octopus. I have so many moving parts here that I'm trying to get my act together with. I'm trying. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party on Friday afternoon. We hope you're joining us if you're staying at home and working, or you're quarantining, or you are coming home early to be with us. We're glad to have you with us from Batcave, North Carolina, to the Falkland Islands, Hinesburg, Germany, Missoula, Montana, Fenton, South Sandwich Islands, and...
Where are we?
Right here.
Oh, Corona.
Oh, sorry about that.
Did you mute me?
Oh, yeah, I did.
The old
Corona.
Yeah, because when you stood up, it sounded like this.
Oh, sorry. I had to pee.
Corona, California, the Mike O'Mara
Show. Three squares, Carla.
That's all I did.
It's on now. And brought to you by Cornerstone. Are there anybody working downstairs at Cornerstone First Financial right now?
They're working telework. So
telework.
Yeah, they're available. That's wonderful. Yes. They're available, certainly. Sure.
Well, listen up, you quarantine-agers. Mortgage interest rates. By the way, this will be the best commercial you hear on the show today.
Oh, because it's the earliest.
Of course.
Mortgage interest rates have now hit an 8-year low. Wow. These are unprecedented times. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage has dropped to 3.375%. Obviously, the time to act is now. In fact, applications to refi are up 165% annually, and you don't want to miss the boat. Total household debt and tappable home equity are both through the roof. Act now. Woohoo! Take cash.
Good booze.
Take cash out. I'm sweating. Do you have a fever? Well, we should get the thermometer. We should get the thermometer. I'm warm, aren't I?
You're hot.
Yeah, I'm hot. Yeah. Thank you.
Get
thank
the
you.
Rectal thermometer.
Yeah, I can tell, especially when I have a two shot next to you. It's like there's Carla, and then there's...
Oh, stop it.
Looks like we need to calibrate the camera.
Total household debt and tappable home equity are both through the roof. Act now. Take cash out or save money by securing a lower rate. Call our buddy Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone, 202-625-1221. Phone or web, perfect for social distancing. I can personally endorse them, 202-625-1221 or Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone, is it .com? Do they have the .com? CornerstoneFirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing. Now go and wash your hands.
Please,
it is the
please.
TMOS Friday afternoon cocktail party, because why should you not have a little social gathering?
Let's hang out.
At the end of the week. And by the way, the calls so far, much crap as I was giving Oscar before the show, kind of working for me
DGH,
right now.
DGH.
Don't get happy. It could get screwed up.
GH. We need a little H right now.
Are we going to take one? Let's take another phone call.
Lines are locked.
The lines are locked right now at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Hello. Welcome to the TMOS cocktail party. You are on the air. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Sir, this is you.
This is Steve Miller from Bellefonte. How you doing?
All right. Let me ask about your cell phone, first of all. You're on your cell, right?
Yes, I'm driving home.
In the car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're out and about, and where did you say you were from again?
Bellefonte, Pennsylvania.
To the best of my knowledge, we do not have a statewide quarantine in Pennsylvania. Yes,
Rob Spiewak. Bellefonte is a French word. It means pretty handwriting.
Does it really? Oh, the high school French worked out well.
Maybe. Good.
Bellefonte. What can we do for you, my Pennsylvania friend? What can we do for you?
Well, Mike, I know you're in a bad mood to start the show, but I think it's great. It's like the old days of Afternoon Live with you guys. How are we coming with those big Queasy T-shirts?
Oh, this is the perfect time for this. Mike,
what's going on? I heard Dick Queasy. Terrible phone. Cut this guy off. I'm done talking to him because it's a terrible phone.
Are you open to opening up our T-shirt store this coming week?
Oscar?
Yes.
You and I both look at the ledger.
Yes.
I'm willing to open up my anal cavity this week if it will put more nickels Nickelodeon.
Not sure, Mike. Yeah, not sure that's going
to
raise
Nobody
a lot of money.
Wants to see that.
Yeah. Going to need more than three squares.
Unless, Mike, the nickels fall Carol out.
Can you sit up a little bit?
I have to?
Because so I don't look so much there.
You like
now
that?
Now there's a little banner. I'm
that's
better
ridiculous.
Than
what about a higher chair? Like if you had like a booster seat or something.
Yeah, that's funny. No?
Do you want to get another chair from the kitchen?
No.
He just wants to see you walk away.
What's the back of you right now? Isn't that a chair?
No,
it's a couch.
That's a couch. That's a sofa.
It's a brand new couch.
Mike, I don't have furniture, so I don't know.
Oscar, what do you think? What about
launch it this week? Monday.
Can we come up with the Dick Queasy shirts are available?
TMOS Tees.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah,
that's
we'll have
a wonderful
banner
idea.
Up on Monday.
We need to make more money on the show to keep the show thriving. Yep. So anything we can do to do that, and perhaps we come up with a TMOS quarantine shirt.
Yes,
I'm quarantining
t-shirt.
With TMO. What?
Quarantine shirt.
Let's write it over the weekend. Yeah. We can do that. We'll probably write it by the end of the show based on what we're doing right now.
Sorry, that's a little negative. Nobody wants to remember this time.
What do you mean it's
negative?
What about
Quarantine OS?
Rob, is the cocktail party Friday commercial what you wanted me to...
People didn't want to remember the Great Depression, but we're doing that.
No, it was the Gleason tape. I sent you the Gleason tape as well, but I have it.
Oh,
too,
you have it.
That's good booze.
Is that
all right,
really,
I have to take a drink now.
Is that really Jackie Gleason?
That is from his 55 or 56 album, And Away We Go, where he did character songs for all of his characters. Before he did The Honeymooners, he had like a whole slate of characters he would do. And That's Good Booze is Reggie Van Gleason III, who was his rich millionaire playboy character. Had a very tall top hat.
All right, so that's good to know.
I hope you enjoyed Nostalgia Corner. Good night.
That was really interesting, Rob.
I actually blacked out. What happened? You know, Mike, there are three calls waiting.
All right, let's take another phone call. Are we ready? Hello, caller. Who are you and where are you calling from? Turn down your device so we're not
like
in the background.
We're on the radio.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Gabriel.
Gabriel, blow your horn. Where are you calling from, Gabriel?
I am from the beautiful state of California in the city of Oxnard.
And Gabriel, Rob, they're on a statewide lockdown. You have to be kind. And Rob Spiewak, can you possibly
Little
more light in that room of yours?
No.
I did it.
All the lights on.
We want to see your pretty face.
But the last time I turned this light on, it looked weird. So let me see if this helps.
All right. Gabriel, you're obviously, your entire state is on lockdown.
It looks
the same. How you handling it,
buddy?
Seriously.
Oh, man, it's tough. I got to say.
Are you loaded right now, Gabriel? Are you wasted right now?
I think he's depressed.
I got to say, unfortunately, I'm not. I have a damn ulcer at the moment.
Oh, me too, man. Me too. We're on the same boat.
Man, I can imagine the.
Can you touch your toes, Gabriel?
Oscar,
no.
The stress level is
palpable.
Is it warm in here?
I think it's all the lights on us.
All right, Gabriel.
All those LED lights, you know how they light up a room.
All that heat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gabriel, what can we do for you?
I just wanted to say, from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys so much for keeping the show going right now. It's just been a horrible, horrible time these days, and I'm just in constant worry mode. You know, like my mother recently, a few months ago, just started dialysis, so she has to go like a city away, literally, to go to her dialysis center three times a week. So
there's reality
that's
right there.
Struggle. Yeah,
that is such a reality check, especially in California.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
And I'm a D.C. native from birth. I moved out here when I turned 18 years old, and I've listened to you guys, whether it's the Don and Mike show or the Michael Mara show on WJFK or, of course, a podcast since I literally would say since I was like 5 years old, keeping in touch with you guys. And I'm now 30, not to try to make you seem old or anything.
No, I love it. We love our younger listeners. Let me ask you about how do you feel about your governor doing really the only statewide lockdown in one of the biggest states in the country. How do you feel, and how do your neighbors feel about this?
Well, really, I mean, I don't really talk to my neighbors that much. I'm a social.
Well, how do you feel about it?
Awkward. But to tell you the truth, I've always been a huge Newsom supporter, and I think he's doing an incredible job trying to keep everyone safe.
Yeah,
at least he's doing a better job than our president. It's like,
What? And he's got and your governor's got dreamy hair. Your governor has that dreamy hairdo. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Say hi to your neighbor.
Say hi to your neighbor.
I would look into online pornography store on your free time.
Yeah,
it helps.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't
share that with your neighbor.
He sounded wasted, but
he did.
That's okay.
I think he's just sad.
Mike, there are people that are listening to this just trying to look for an escape. If you're bummed out, you can totally share it with us because this is what we're here. We're here for each other. This is why we're doing this.
Yeah, and it is a. You know what? I don't doubt that for the foreseeable future, if this goes well, this will be our Friday little thing. We'll do this afternoon show on Oscar said he loved it, Rob. He loved coming in and doing the afternoon.
Of course he does, because he wakes up at 4 o'clock. He's awake, but wakes up.
That's a lie.
I notice he's wearing you're wearing the rubber gloves, Oscar. You got the rubber gloves on.
Yeah,
that's freaking awesome.
And I also have nobody gets into Podcastville.
Jesus, I thought that was something else.
Look what he's got. Look at this.
What did you think it was, Carla?
You were reaching down there and you pulled something out that kind of, you know. resembles.
Kinds of use words. You know. Kind of, you know, is not going to.
Like a ding-a-ling.
Sit up, please.
This does look
like, that's the way you got to do it.
Now that I look at this, it does look like a vibrator.
It looks like something that could save a marriage. Yes.
Is that your thermoscan right there?
That's Shannon's.
Maddie walked in. She's got larger ones than these. before Maddie walked in, I scanned her. I said, you cannot walk in without a scan.
That's
so
a scan?
If she had a fever, this is a non-intrusive thermostat. My brother sent me this from Boston.
That's awesome.
And so you can do
it. So, Mike, it's a racist thermometer.
No. It's not racist. You're just doing the best you can.
My teeth are already blue.
It's pretty cool when you
they're already blue.
Did you brush them from last night?
Yes, of course I took a shower before the show.
Okay, good for you.
Thank you. Can you get our thermometer? Can you go get our thermometer?
No,
please?
I'd rather not. Do you want me to? No.
Yeah, I want to take
a yardstick. Goes in. I want to take from behind.
Rectally. What are you doing, Rob? What the hell? What's Rob doing?
I think I keep a thermometer in my desk. I'm checking.
Yeah, we've got a good one. I like it. It's just tough to see at night. So you thermoscan everybody before they come in?
Yes.
Can you take your temperature now?
I will right now. Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Let's see how this works. I do not have a thermometer, Mike. I'm sorry.
Now that's not.
Why would you have one in your desk? It's so weird.
Well, no.
I thought you didn't have to touch people with it.
I'm not touching it. This is just. It's right.
It looks like you're pressing it on your forehead.
Better?
Yeah, much better. Mike, I didn't find a thermometer, but I did find a Jew's
98.7,
harp.
98.7, Mike.
Wash FM. That's almost perfect.
Wash FM.
What do you have, Rob?
A Jew's harp.
Oh, okay, let's listen.
Why would you have that?
I need to wipe my teeth off.
Let me see it. Let me see those pearly whites. They're not pearly white. You're right.
No, they're not.
You're right.
They're
correct.
Not.
Correct.
That's
correct.
What wine is. But you know what? Wine seems to be. We bought a case of it. I risked my life to get it.
Somebody needs to drink it.
Yeah, somebody has to.
Mike, we have more calls.
All right, let's take one more call. Then we have to take another break. Okay. I want to stay on time here. And by the way, this show will be running right into our bonus show and a good day to subscribe.
Wonderful
we
day.
Will not be breaking. We'll just be taking a little short break and then coming back with the bonus show. All right. Before we go to the hi,
hey,
caller.
Look, you got this thing.
What's your name and where are you calling from, caller?
It's Rick Schofield from Concord, California.
I know you. You're the well-dressed guy that comes to our live shows in Las Vegas. Mr. Rick Schofield,
yes,
one of the nicest men I've ever met, and a pleasure to have you on the show. You're out there in the belly of the beast as well. How are you holding up, my friend?
Well, we've had our first week of working from home, and it's a little bit nutty. It's a little uncomfortable. My dining room chair is not very comfortable to sit in for long periods of time. But, you know, it's working. So we're healthy and, you know, getting the stuff we need as we need to run out and get to the store or whatever. But, you know, hunkering down, as they say.
What do you do for a living, Rick?
I'm an engineer for the phone company.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Nice.
So unusual for you to be homebound doing your job, but lucky enough to be able to work from home. And, you know, there's so many people. I think of the service industry. I think of my friend Jimmy Cerrito and everybody there with restaurants and all this, and especially in New York. Why are you hitting my phone?
Me too.
What?
I can't work either.
Can you maybe pick up the volume level, lean in?
Hey, Rick,
and I know you're relaxing.
Is there a teleconference going on behind you? We're just curious.
Yeah, there's what is the I hear the television.
Oh, do you want me to go turn that off?
That might be a good idea.
That's CNN.
Oh, it's
that
your television.
That might be a good idea.
Yeah, please.
Thank you.
Tell little Mike, enough news.
Hey,
enough
Rick, hang in there, my friend, okay?
Oh, you got it. Just watching you guys and having a good time.
Thank you, Rick.
God bless you, my friend.
Love you, man. Thank you.
We'll see you in Vegas. If we do a show from Vegas again, which we will. That's let me do it. I'm going to do that right now. Here's my my thermometer. I don't have a thermo one like Oscar does.
Well, it was.
You can probably hear the ding.
You're putting it to your temple.
There it is.
99.1.
That's a little high.
A little high.
Not hospital. Not worthy of going to the hospital though. What? Oh dear. Oh no.
I'm sorry. No. That's on the I'm agitated. That's what it is. All right, we are going to take a break. This is meandering this show right now. We're going to take a break and when we come back, more of your phone calls at 888-920-6673. I'll try to find my my printed out show prep and we'll do more right here on the show.
I love it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. How to tell the landlady I done
lost my job. We're living in unprecedented times where our way of life has changed. It's gotten to the point where you can't even find a roll of toilet paper at the supermarket. The best way to protect yourself is to do the following.
Hey, everybody, listen. Don't sneeze on people.
Wash your hands. Wipe properly.
It's also important to laugh, and you can do that with TMOS. Live on Facebook as the show tapes and uploaded later in the day on YouTube. Show clips on Instagram and all your favorite shows on the TMOS app. Share them with a friend or loved one today. Together, we'll get through this.
A health message from the Michael Barry Show to your family.
Now back to the Marathon 500.
Thank you, Jim Amato. We love you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Ring. My Ring doorbell is just about my favorite thing.
Yes.
Next to my trusty thermometer.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your wife.
Oh, you too, huh?
Thanks.
Yeah, sure. In addition to Ring's mission to make neighborhoods safer, it's just so cool. I know you know about their smart video doorbells and cameras that protect millions of people everywhere, but it's also fun.
It is fun.
Because I love seeing folks arrive. And if there's a package delivery. Hi, Rob.
Here we are.
Hi, Rob. If there's a package delivery or an uninvited visitor, you get an alert.
Oh, look at
You're able to
look out.
You're able to see, hear, and speak to them. You can actually talk to them and go, "Hey, bad person, don't you be breaking into this house, HAUS." If you get a feverish visitor that's coughing, you can effortlessly send them on their way with Ring.
Yes.
So, like, if someone comes up and goes, "I'm having trouble breathing," so go, you know, go to the bushes.
Yeah.
Die with dignity.
Go scratch.
I have the Ring floodlight cam, so I can keep track of Maine. Nobody up there. They have very minimal cases up there. Can you?
Did you see the meme, Mike, that said?
I was reading. Happy
that the federal government says keep 6 feet between you and everyone else, and people in Maine said that close.
Yeah.
As a TMOS listener, you have a special offer on a Ring welcome kit available right now. Ring.com/TMOS. The kit includes a video doorbell and a Chime Pro, which is just what you need to start building a ring of security around your home today. With Ring, you're always home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. TMOS.
Yes. Mike, I have a quick situation.
Oh, dear.
The gentleman with your desk, your broadcast desk, keeps calling me. Can I call him right back? Step out and call him right back?
Yeah, call him right now. Is he in the neighborhood?
Why would I figure that out? Because he doesn't blow up my phone ever. Hold on a second. Matt, you can hear me.
Can we do this on speaker? Can you do it on speaker?
Okay, fine. We'll do that.
Yeah, why not? This is what I would call timing, because it's after 4 o'clock on Friday. What would be better than having him here now?
Is it hard to dial with those gloves on?
Mike, be nice. The man's going to build your desk, please.
That's right.
Not until this is over. Mm. You can tell him to keep it in his garage.
Yeah, come on in,
I'm
buddy.
Fine. I got a desk.
All right, let me see this here.
Doing a show.
That's good.
Yeah, by the way,
booze.
This desk is perfect.
What's that?
This desk is perfect.
Hi, Robert.
Did you hear what Carla said?
She loves it.
Sir. I'm sorry. How are you, sir?
Good. I'm in South Florida right now. I'm actually, I'm 12. I was going to take a chance and go over because I don't have Mike's phone number. You had yours listed twice.
Mike is in the middle of a broadcast right now. Is it possible it could be tomorrow?
Mike has passed away.
No, that I won't be able to do.
Oh, my God. Because he's in the middle of a broadcast. There's no way he's going to be able to do that today.
Is it in a box, Oscar?
No, he's got to build it. We're actually on
no,
the air
I'll
right
build
now.
It. I'll build it.
Are you sure?
I can build it. Yeah.
Okay.
Tell him just to dump it off in my.
No, this is a custom build. You won't be able to build it. It's a big deal, Mike.
I guarantee I'll be able to build it.
No. You will be able to do it, but he's a craftsman. So, Robert, I'm sorry, Robert.
Really?
I'm talking to Mike right now. Yes.
Yeah, it's better that he lets me put it together for him. I mean, do you know what time he's going to be finished?
We're lucky if we're done by 6:30. We're lucky.
Does he want it? Hey, ask him if he wants.
I'll just wait till he's available.
Ask if he wants to put it together in the garage, and then we could move it in. I got big double doors
here.
I can move it in.
He said that we can. Yeah, you can come on over and put it together in the garage if that helps.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, no, but I've got to make a pit stop at Home Depot.
Okay.
Because I got to get some extra screws for that. Remember, I told you that I don't like the ones that they used.
Yeah,
on.
It's a special process. I get it.
He's busy or whatever. I'll just
this
wait.
Guy sounds like a character.
You know, tell
him to wash his hands.
Sitting, that would be great.
Yeah. Okay, so let's, Mike, what
all right,
are
tell him,
PM?
Here's the plan.
Yes.
We will get the car out of the garage.
Yes.
Yeah, he can put it together. There, if I'm in, just tell him I won't disturb him. I'll
okay.
Just, you
what's
know,
his
just
name?
Wait.
What's his name? We got to call him in.
It's Robert. Robert's a sweet guy.
Robert, with what? Is there a company?
Robert, what's a free plug on the radio right now. What's your company name again?
It's Robert Bennett, Professional Mowing.
There you go.
Hey, Robert, you know, if he's going to Home Depot, Mike.
Rob, stop.
Robert Benedict, Professional Moving. And he's been great since day one. Picked it up in California. Benedict.
Robert what?
Benedict. Yes.
Robert Benedict, Professional. And then we will get the garage will be his.
Okay.
He can put it together. And then we'll do a little switcheroo this evening.
Done deal.
That's great.
Okay. Thank you so much, Robert. He said you can come on over when you're ready.
All right.
Appreciate you.
Will I be able to get a hold of you later?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, because once I'm done there, I'll call you because we got to do the
yeah, we'll take care of the transaction.
Deliver and all that stuff. So
yes, sir.
You know how that works.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Right.
Like
okay.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, bye. Am I the only one who thinks it sounded like a Jerky Boys call? Like, okay, I'll put that desk together,
Carla,
Mitz.
Can you get the car out of the garage while we're doing the show?
Carla does not seem happy. I'm sorry about the injury.
Yeah, dissatisfied. Well,
timing is everything, Mike.
Do you remember when I talked to you about that yesterday?
Yeah.
Remember what you said to me?
Yeah. Kick rocks.
Do you remember what you said?
I said it's not going to be there for another week. Yeah. Well, I didn't know.
Well, you were a little off.
He was scheduled for another week.
Is the greatest show in the world right here. This is the greatest
show in
the world.
And Mike, if you need anything at Home Depot, call Robert Benedict. He'll pick it up for you.
We have Jimmy Cerrito on the line.
James Cerrito!
Let's talk. Oh, you know what? I've been meaning to do this personally, but I'll do it on the show. James Tiberius Cerrito. Suffering more than most people during this. Jimmy, you and I have been through an awful lot of crap together, but this is just add this to the list. How are you, my dear friend?
Remember this. We are all hanging in there. Thank you very much for asking. Thanks for putting me on the show. What a good time we're having right now.
How are your deliveries doing? Are people buying food from you, and is your delivery business doing at least something to keep you going?
Something to keep us going a little bit. And St. Patrick's Day was pretty decent for deliveries. We got our asses handed to us during dinner. The next day, very slow. Our payroll doubled our sales, so that's not a good business plan. Yesterday, a little better. And today, through the help of our mayor, Lisa Merkel, the Commonwealth of Virginia passed the off-premise beer and wine regulations. So we are going to be able to deliver
beer and wine. Oh, that is
now, Jimmy,
nice.
Do you
That's
deliver
wonderful.
Beer? Because I remember growing up, like in New Jersey, there were blue laws, and on Sundays, you couldn't buy like bottled beer, but restaurants would sell like beer in almost like Chinese food containers. Are you allowed to sell draft beer, or does it have to be sealed?
We can sell draft beer in a growler.
Okay. Great.
Oh,
perfect.
I can't think of anything better. Yeah. If you're in the Northern Virginia area, this is one of my best friends in the world, people, and this is a man who is a sole proprietor of a service industry establishment. He runs Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. We may joke with Jimmy all the time, but this is somebody who's on the front lines with all of his employees who are the very, very first people to be affected by this with the unemployment situation. So really, Jimmy, I feel for you. And it's just I can't imagine how you are doing. As much as we're able to come in here and do a silly little show, you're out there, you know, not able to open your doors. It's got to be tough.
The craziest part is it all happened the day before St. Patrick's Day, for crying out loud.
Right.
The day.
You know, we just stocked 50 kegs of beer and 100 cases of beer and food for 600 to 700 people. We just got it all in stock. And then the whole world fell apart overnight. Here today, gone tomorrow. You know, God giveth, God taketh.
We got Jimmy on the line. Carla's here. Jimmy, say hi to...
you're beautiful, Carla. I was watching. Thank you.
Hi.
Yep. Carla, could I come there and you'll do something with this crater on the side of my nose I've had since I was a teenager?
I would love to pick whatever is in there out.
What do you mean, Jimmy? You got a zit?
Is it black?
I had one when I was 15. I had this huge pimple on it, and after I did business in the bathroom mirror, it never kind of went back to normal. And I got a crater on it.
I would love to help you with that, Jimmy.
Jimmy, do you think the reason the business is off is COVID, or because you're talking about picking zits?
I don't pick them anymore.
Okay, good boy. Good boy.
Hey, Jimmy, how can we get in touch with? How can we help? How can our listeners help? How can your family? How can we help you out?
I appreciate everything you guys are doing. You know, you can go to any bar. Help these bars.
No. We want to help you first. How do we help our family?
But actually, you know, for bars around the country, Jimmy, this would be good advice for people in California if there is delivery service. Yeah. It's delivery, right? I've been following you. I've been trying to figure out what's going on.
It's not delivery. Pretty much, it's Jimmy's.
But I'm talking about around the country, Oscar's. That's the first sign that Oscar's alcohol, right?
Yeah.
Rob, is that the first sign right
and
there?
And then he does a double shrug like he's holding globes in his
like he doesn't understand what's going on. Hey, come on.
Stella. Somebody he's drinking Stella.
Oh, now everybody's talking over each other. Jimmy, how are you?
Yes.
God almighty.
I'm good. I just got done washing my hands, and I'm drinking my second Corona of the day now.
Attaboy. Oh, very good. That's wonderful. Yeah. How is your lovely wife and your daughter, Kelsey? How are they doing?
Yeah, they're good. They're both sleeping. We're quarantined together at the moment.
Mm. Smart. Oh, that's good. Well, hang in there, Jimmy. And, you know, God, when this is all over, we have to either get you down here to Florida or we have to meet again out there. And by the way, for the Mike O'Mara Show Live, obviously, folks, this would be the time of year that we're talking to you about where that's going to be. Mm-hmm. We are... we're on hold with that, and we're going to be holding on that till the foreseeable future, and we'll let you know what's going on. So, Jimmy, hang in there. We love you. All right, stay safe.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Last thing. By the way, I'm quarantined in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. I love you very much.
Oh, you rat bastard!
Whoa, you asshole! You're in the Virgin Islands?
Yes.
This guy.
You're in the flipping virgin.
Folks.
You son of a bitch.
Work?
Lucky, Jimmy.
You incredible, abysmal prick.
This is so great because I called Jimmy yesterday and he told me this. And I was like, is he going to reveal it?
Is he going to reveal Islands?
It? Well, yeah,
oh,
I mean, he's
like, God.
It's not exactly crawling with people.
Wow.
Kelsey's been living on a houseboat with our cousins.
I know. I follow her video thing with that cousin and the cousin's wife and their kid. What's the deal with that? When did Kelsey turn into like a nomadic hippie? That's just like
no, they're snorkelers and scuba divers.
They're snorkelers. It's like
if you want to follow Kelsey, just watch the show on Bravo. It's called Below Deck Kelsey. And it's all about her life on a houseboat.
You're with family. It's important.
Adventures.
How long are you going to be in the Virgin Islands, Jimmy?
It could be we might leave tomorrow if they cancel flights, or it might be a month, 2 months. We don't know. This is actually a dilemma. We're not sure what we're going to be able to do. Depending on
you know, I wish I could say that I feel for you. By the way, with the BVI, what island are you on, by the way?
We're actually on, it's called Water Island. And there's less than 100 people on this island. We're near St. Thomas. We're in St. Thomas. This is the U.S. Virgin Islands.
It's the U.S., baby.
Did you make your travel arrangements prior to...
No. Months ago, we booked a villa,
and then,
bought the airfare, and Kelsey and my cousins on the boat came here just to meet with us. We're here to visit them for a week. And... on St. Paddy's Day, when the whole world fell apart and the bottom fell out, Marina and I had to make a serious decision. Are we going to go or are we going to stay here? Mm. And I said, Jimmy's is shutting down. I'm laying a bunch of people off. I had my meetings all day on St. Paddy's Day with the staff. And I said, if we're going to be quarantined, I want to be with Kelsey. I don't want to be anywhere else on the
phone. I get it, pal. Mm. I get it. And worst place to be.
Wasn't here.
I mean, really, it is so you. Jimmy Cerrito, I'm doing the whole poor bar owner,
struggling,
supervising his kitchen, sending out the food orders, and he's in
and that's what it looks like on Facebook, too.
Of course.
I didn't know you were there.
People, I'm struggling.
Good job,
down
Jimmy.
Here in the Virgin Islands. No.
You're something else. Here.
It'll be okay.
I love you. I love you, Jimmy. I do love you. I swear to God, you always put a new spin on it. Get out of here. Thank you very much. Oh, hold on. Thank you, Jimmy. All right, hang on.
Thank you, Jimmy.
All right, very good.
Enjoy your cruise.
Come here,
Mike,
buddy.
During that call, what you didn't realize is that your son was coming into the shop, I think realized he was on camera, and started crawling.
Like Jason Bourne.
But you can still see him crawling.
All right, we're going to take a break. Oh, my God, we're running late. Shocker.
Wicked late.
We're running late. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have an interview with Michael William O'Mara right here on The Mike O'Mara Show. And now, King's Things. Hi, I'm Larry. Cheese should always be refrigerated. Wait, what about this? Hats for fish. Nobody roots for the Oilers anymore. My wristwatch just keeps slipping off. I worry about Kirstie Alley. I never cast a reflection. Jojo Rabbit. I don't get it. My computer mouse is an actual mouse. And when I need a laugh, I listen to the TMOS bonus show. Your passport to the assport, all right? Whoa, that's funny there, right? Yeah. Buy it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Buy it.
Buy it. Unmute. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Michael. Daddy's got to do a commercial. This part of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by...
Yes?
Sleep. Number.
Thank you. Here's a fact. 6 years old, folks. Here's a fact. 9 out of 10 couples disagree on mattress firmness, and somebody's coming to the rescue.
Sleep number to the
rescue. From feather soft to super firm, you can adjust each side of your bed, and Sleep Number's settings are fantastic. And tremendous and incredible.
And big.
You know, it's
strong.
Funny. The more booze I get, I feel like I communicate like the president. So it's just right for the both of you. Proper sleep strengthens immunity, increases the ability to focus, sharpens cognitive function, and gets the saliva out of your mouth when you're reading a commercial. And improves emotional well-being. And we need that now more than ever. I am fascinated by their individual fit technology. It's awesome. My Sleep Number setting is a 90, Carla's is a 65, and we love it.
Yes.
Thank you. Discover smart, effortless comfort with the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. It's not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Now is the time to improve your precious slumber. Quit losing sleep. Head over to sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Shop from home, sleepnumber.com/TMOS, and make sure they know that Mike O'Mara sent you. And now he's got the headphones on. Mommy, you can run the microphone for him. Michael William O'Mara is on the show. And finally, he can really hear you guys. So this is fun.
Get your Swedish fish only at Walmart. That's it.
Bye. Oh, perfect.
No, come back over. The guys want to talk to you.
We have a banner.
What's a banner?
You know, good call.
It's a Oscar.
Oh, boy.
Oscar, don't punt. This is the same.
It's your son. I can't pounce. It's your son. I love it.
Don't pounce. You have a Swedish fish. Yeah. Say hi to Oscar and Rob, Michael.
Hi, Oscar and Rob.
Do you love those Swedish fish, or is it just Stockholm Syndrome?
I like Swedish fish.
Do you know what the flavor of them is? Can you describe the flavor? What do they taste like? Like a fruit?
Kind of like orange strawberry-ish with a lot of sugar.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a good call.
That's pretty good.
Very good call. I like them. Delicious.
That's pretty good.
Michael, who do you love more, mommy or daddy?
Daddy.
Oh, that's a lie. He looked at mommy first.
So,
I
that's
hurt
so
you.
Sweet.
Yeah, you want to
that's
talk about so Stockholm mean. Syndrome.
You're grounded.
Michael, how have you enjoyed being cooped up in the house with mommy and daddy?
I like it, but guess what mom just said?
What did mom just say?
When I said I love daddy more, he said I'm grounded.
Yeah. It's appropriate.
I have a song for you, Michael.
Michael, what can you tell me
Señor Don Gato was a cat.
Do you hear that?
On a high red roof, Don Gato sat.
You know
he
that
was
song?
There to read a letter, meow, 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 where the reading light was better, meow, meow, meow. 'Twas a love note for Don Gato.
I adore you, wrote the lady cat.
You know that song, Michael?
Fluffy white.
Michael, let me ask you this. How, why do you think we're all cooped up together? Why are we doing
great
that
question.
Right now?
Good
because
question.
The coronavirus smacked his butt.
Turn that off, please, for the love of
it's
God.
It's Dongato.
It's a great song.
Hey, turn that off. Turn it off.
It's done. Oh, no. Done.
Just like Papa. Just like
yeah, he's a taskmaster. Yeah, like Mommy, it. Would you like to ask Michael any questions?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the nickname for coronavirus is coronavirus, but what's the real name?
COVID.
COVID-19.
Oh, there you go. That's yeah, it. It's good to go.
So how have you enjoyed being out of school?
I like it. It's funner than just being at school all day.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah.
And plus.
Well, you're talking to the microphone.
The days are getting really short, so.
No, they're getting longer.
Oh, yeah. Longer. So I was going to say they're getting shorter, but they're not. And it's. But when we leave school in the afternoon and we don't have that much time to play anyways.
Do you ever go out on a run with your father since you can exercise, but you can hang out at home?
Can't go to the gym, though.
What'd you do today with your daddy?
We rode bikes all around the neighborhood.
Wow.
Big win.
Big so schwin.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it,
yeah,
Uncle
say that.
Oscar.
Say that.
What? No, don't worry about it.
you know what really makes me angry? Is that he is so much better on the air than my 17-year-old son.
Oh, no, he's not. Your kid
no,
was great
is.
Back. When your kid was his age, he was fantastic.
Yeah, but he
you
hasn't
know,
advanced.
When he gets to that point. All right, Michael, does Mommy have a movie on for you? Or
it's over.
It's over? What did you
stay on the show.
What's that?
I want to stay on the show.
He wants to stay on the show.
Yeah, that's what Buzz said.
I want to stay on the show, please.
All right, we have to take another commercial break.
Oh, and already?
You want to help Daddy with the news you may not need? And then, by the way, this show's going to be over, and then we're going to...
A lot like
we're
Buzz.
All right, take the microphone. All right, thank you. Stop it.
He's a cutting mimic.
One... we're going to take a break. We'll come back with news you may not need. Are we on that? Is that our break?
Yeah, I think so. Looks good to me.
All right, and then we'll do a bump. God, it's out of control.
No, it's perfect.
I hope you're being entertained by this. We'll be right back.
The next whiskey bar.
Hey, it's Mike. Just a quick promo. No silly voice. No goofy content. Just a sincere note. Things are scary right now. And with no immediate end in sight, we all have to do what we can to maintain normalcy. That said, the entire TMOS staff is going to continue to give you new shows every day as we all weather COVID-19. Hopefully we can be a daily escape for you, even if it's just for an hour or so. So, we hope you turn to us for a laugh or two. Even though the show is socially distanced in Florida, D.C., Leesburg, and Fairfax, The only location you need to think about is MikeOMaraShow.com. Certified 100% virus-free. Hopefully, we can all stick together while staying apart. So tune in and maybe tell a friend. We'll get through this because shtick beats sick. Wash your hands, keep your distance, and know that we appreciate you. And thank you. Thank you, Mike.
He was great.
Facts from the new normal. Thanks to executive orders as of today, 1 in 5 Americans have been ordered to stay home. That's nearly 20%. Hey, that's great, isn't it?
Mm.
Isn't it
it's like
some
great
of us in states where the governors are out of it have been doing it anyway in spite of them. Think of all the time that gives you to shop at Zappos.com. Order all the clothes and shoes you desire. Thanks, state and local government. Look your best as you strut down your living room runway. Rob. He doesn't care about selling anything.
No, he doesn't care. No, he's like, what can I write that's wacky and fun?
Exactly. Listen to what he wrote. Look your best. How can I ever hate him ever?
No.
It's like, this is why I want to call
you'll
him
You'll find a way.
Oh, I hate you sometimes, but most of the time I want to call you Stan.
I like it.
And have you call me Ollie.
Because
I love you. Because I love you so much. Listen, this is what he wrote. Look your best as you strut down your living room runway, peacocking for your family.
Love it.
You go, girl. Or boy.
That's right.
But seriously, isn't it great that as the world shuts down, you still have access to the best fashion in the land?
This
Zappos
is true.
Rocks. And by the way, you'll know more about Zappos in the future with the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes.
We love them. This is the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe they love. Support us both by accessing Zappos through our website, Zappos.com. Thank you. You're a favorite. I can't wait to be the best dressed guy on the teleconference. This outfit really makes my eyes pop.
I'm thinking about peacocking.
Yeah, you got a peacock down your living room runway.
A peacock with a peacock. All right.
News.
All right.
News.
Snooze. Oscar, how you doing, buddy?
A part of me wants to tell or ask Maddie to get me a beer, but with this COVID-19, I think I got to go get it. Can I go get one?
Why don't you go get one?
Okay.
Yeah. It's not like
you get a beer.
Yeah.
This is normally about the time you power down anyway.
All right, let me press my thing. Good news, America. We're
probably not. Oh, God, we need some, Mike. We need it.
We're not going to lose Tom Hanks or Rita Wilson. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, especially since we just watched that movie he did.
Which one?
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
You know what? Let me do that on the bonus show. I'll tell you about...
I like that. Okay.
Because I might be a little conflicted on it.
Really affected me, so I'm curious to see what you say.
Yeah, I'd like to know what your take is. Their rep says, quote, Tom and Rita are doing very well and continue to recover. Their recovery is very much on course for healthy adults with the virus. They are feeling much better each day. Meanwhile, Tom's sister gave a slightly less rosy update. Quote, he's not great, but still okay. That sound like the sister.
Yeah.
He's not great, but still okay. That, you know what? Am I shocked? No.
Is that his sister, Mike Kathy Hanks?
He's an actor, not a god.
Well, who said he was a god? Ever?
All right. I have a journalistic endeavor for you.
Okay.
We have to find the sister. We have to find Debbie Downer. All right.
Debbie
Hanks decided to F up his message because of her own angst.
By the way, Hanks. By the way, what happened is Tom called her and said, hey, Debbie, you need to issue a statement because I'm going to look great, but I want people to be concerned still. By the way, the Elvis movie's coming out in 6 months.
Rob thinks that Tom Hanks is the ultimate scammer.
I can see that.
If you doubt me, just look at history.
Unbelievable. Yeah. That is too funny. New Orleans Saint coach Sean Payton, he has tested positive. He's the first confirmed case in the NFL. Payton wasn't feeling well Sunday, so he got tested Monday, got his results yesterday. That might feed into this whole thing that we've been hearing about with celebrities maybe getting preferential treatment, but I have no idea. He says, quote, I was fortunate to be in the minority without the serious side effects that some have. Well, they're not side effects if you have the virus, Sean, just to be honest with you. It's not a side effect. It's
one of the side
effects, virus.
Mike, is death.
There you go. Younger people feel like they can handle this, but they can be a carrier to someone who can't handle it. So we all need to do our part. It's important for every one of us to do our part.
Attaboy, Oscar, you, for grabbing two. You made the trip
quarantine.
Worthwhile.
That's
good job, Oscar. Proud of you.
Yay, Oscar. Terrific.
If you are an old school classy gentleman and you're hoping to make it through quarantine with the help
listening.
Of a fine publication like Playboy.
Oh, look out! Nice. Look out!
Yeah. Wasn't that our intro music as well? You better have some back issues stocked up. Playboy is shutting down due to the pandemic. This music Rob is playing with our opening for the cocktail party is Playboy After Dark. It was black and white late at night. I tried to find it on TV when my parents would have a party, and that's what you're listening to
right
now.
It was like a Hollywood set of a laugh-in living room, and it was like Hugh Hefner saying, hey, look, Flip Wilson is here.
And they'd have Lenny Bruce, Buddy Rich, those people.
All those hip folks.
They're stopping print publication. They will instead be focusing on daily growth in a digital sense.
Hey, look out!
The spring 2020 issue arrives on newsstands this week, and it'll be their final printed magazine for the year. Playboy Enterprises says the magazine could possibly return in 2021 or later, but there are no concrete plans for now. I like the way I hand my copy over to you and you just discard it.
I mean, Carla's, she was like here every day.
She has to put it into the scrapbook.
How do you like doing the show with me during the coronavirus?
I just want to say thank you guys for having me. I'm really enjoying myself.
This is just like watching George and Alana.
Thank you. Don't expect these stories to stop anytime soon that I'm going to share with you. They keep rolling in. Here are 10 more inspiring stories surrounding the outbreak.
Oh, this
if you need help,
help
just ask. A new survey asked 6,000 Americans if they'd be willing to go grocery shopping for a neighbor or friend who's high risk and can't go out, and other people who aren't high risk, 86% said yes.
More good people than bad.
Absolutely.
That's nice.
In Brazil, they've been using a huge projector on the Christ the Redeemer statue, so it's lit up with flags of countries from all over the world. I love that for some reason. I think that's
fantastic.
The
greatest thing about a Brazilian projector is they never get a hair on the lens.
Rob! Damn.
See, he's dirty. He's dirty that
way.
You
know what it is? It's after dark. Speewagon. There's after dark.
There's a guy in Australia whose dad passed away a while back, and for decades he liked to hoard toilet paper for some reason. Now the son is giving it all away. Quote, he would have wanted me to give them to people in need.
I'm giving it all away!
In need. Are we in need of toilet paper?
We're in need.
We didn't even get to that we didn't get
Carla,
that in our delivery.
Down to two squares.
Yeah, I can't. That's not happening.
It's got to happen for the common good.
It doesn't work.
Businesses all across the country have been handing. Hi.
Hi, it's Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Mike.
Evenings
with Mike O'Mara. Businesses all across the country have been handing out toilet paper to people who need it. I know you're nervous, but you're really like beginning to take the skin off my
You don't like that?
Right
footsies?
Oh. Yeah, she's playing footsies in her
little. We're trying to do a show here.
Can you sit up?
Oh, or are you just checking for the fact that he's
show
still a
little
sensation
friend.
Below the
Show
knee.
Your little friend.
Whoa, that's not Frankie, is it?
That's Frankie. Yeah.
Oh, my
that's
God,
Frankifer.
He looks so much like, cuter than he used to.
Well, we have Frankie. Him cut.
Oh, yeah.
We've been taking care of him.
Good.
We had him circumcised.
He was like mangy Manassas before. Now he's like classy Florida.
It's funny. He doesn't look Jewish.
Exactly.
Looks
great.
Well, businesses across the country have been handing out toilet paper to people who need it. There. Three little old ladies in the UK are riding out the crisis together in one of their apartments. Now people are comparing them to the Golden Girls. They did a great interview and said they'll be fine because they have Netflix and plenty of wine.
Do you know that when Robert saw the show The Golden Girls on the TV once, he walked through and said, "This is the worst reality show I've ever seen."
A woman, my mom was in a nursing home in Massachusetts or an assisted living facility. And this, by the way, this is why the bonus show will be fun, because three glasses of wine have now affected my mouth.
And furniture's being delivered.
That's right. Robert's coming.
Oh, yeah, and I get to do
timing.
That tonight.
Sorry. Hey,
Isn't
my name is
great?
Bob Benedict.
A woman at a nursing home in Massachusetts. What's that going to be, midnight?
Woman in a nursing home.
A woman in a nursing home in Massachusetts turned 100 years old the other day, and her entire family showed up in her window to sing happy birthday.
Booze.
Oh, got a drink.
A woman in Rhode Island had to cancel her trip to Disney World, so she used Disney books and props to create her own Festival of Fantasy Parade and posted the video on Twitter.
Wow.
Isn't that nice?
She should get a good ass kicking for
Gross.
That. What a bitch.
Sounds
on
like
wheels.
Fun.
Rob, ladies okay? and gentlemen, right now, I want to warn you that in about 15 to 20 minutes, we are going to be signing off for the free portion of this. And the only people that will be able to see this will be the bonus show subscriber.
Oh,
so if
and
you,
with
yes,
that said, they must keep calling.
Yeah,
keep
the
calling.
Number?
The line's locked.
Mike, 888-920-MORE,
888-92.
I'm doing the news, for Christ's sake.
Come on, Alana.
He wrote it.
This is just like, this is just, why don't you two go on an island together with Jimmy in St. Thomas?
It sounds like fun.
All right, I want to read the rest of them.
Let's take some calls.
And now a little something, something. I've got my kicker, okay?
Okay, everybody just
let's hear it.
Flip and relax.
This is a Florida story.
Nice.
Here we go.
Bless you, honey. Bless you. You okay?
You upset me. Stop
I'm sorry.
It. Don't touch me.
Don't upset him. Don't upset
you
him.
You sound like Ted McMahon. You're upsetting me.
You're upsetting me.
Let Let's hear the kicker.
Cops in Orlando, Florida got a call on Monday.
Like a program director.
At least I did it, right? At least I did it. I knew it would be like this at the end of the show.
Then why did you do it?
Because I knew it would be. I think structure works if you're not paying attention to it. Cops in Orlando, Florida got a call on Monday about a guy trying to buy jewelry and gift cards with a stolen debit card. The guy was a 27-year-old named Jose Herrera. And when he saw the cops coming, he tried to hide the evidence by eating the debit card.
I would do that too.
Oh my God.
Sure. I'm not sure that's even possible. And it wasn't. He wasn't able to swallow it before the cops stopped him. And I guess at that point, he gave up on trying to hide evidence because when they found a baggie of white powder in his pack pocket, they said, quote, he said, I'm not going to lie. It's coke. He also had 13 other stolen credit cards and debit cards on him, and he was hit with several charges. And it gives me Florida's slogan of the day.
No, so you're saying that you have a new slogan for the entire state?
Thank you very much. I have Florida's slogan of the day.
Yes. Austin, Florida has a new slogan for the state.
Ready?
Yes.
Florida, where there will never be a vaccine for stupid. We will take a break. Come back. Do we have time for the audio? Yeah, we have a little time for the audio ball. And then we're going to do a tape. And then we're going to do a bonus show. Tight. And then, like at 9 o'clock at night, some dude that's going to be putting a desk in my. Well, if we're done with the show, he can put it together here. I don't know.
All
what's
I know
going
is
here.
That logistics, I don't think I'm satisfied with the fuel that I've been using thus far. I may have to change.
We'll be right back.
These are trying times. Isolation, uncertainty, toilet paper. What we all need is a way to connect, to vent, to reach out, to complain about toilet paper. We're the Mike O'Mara Show, and we hear you. That's why we have reopened the TMOS Yak Shack. For a limited time, call us. 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-MORE. Call anytime, 24-7, and tell us how you're doing. Are you healthy? Are you sane? Is your ass clean? We need to know. 888-920-6673. The Yak Shack. Now more than ever.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Self-quarantine.
Yes.
Not so bad, really. It gives you time. You can finally dust your anime statuary or even vigorously polish it.
Speaking of... Where is Pony?
Where is Pony?
Pony is
where
passed.
Is Pony right I'm actually now? Texting him oh, right no. now. I'm like, are you alive? What's going on?
I know.
On?
Anime? I mean, Pony?
Yeah. No, he's screwing things up from a remote location.
Yeah. Hmm. Is he doing
must
okay?
Be nice.
Are there any
I
mistakes
think
being made?
I think fine. It's fine. He's great.
Really? Tell me the truth, Rob. Tell me the truth. No, is he messing it up?
I was just saying that everything, as far as I know, is perfect.
All right. Don't go over the line polishing your statuary, Pony. You can teach your dog to do the quiet bark. Alphabetize your numerous theater awards. Cross out all the unlikable people on your address book. FaceTime with your clergyman. And is that based on my thing that I posted
wish I
the
had
other
one.
Day?
Sometimes,
is that based on my post, you prick?
Mike, there's comedy everywhere.
Swap off color limericks. Swap off color limericks.
Easy to read.
Or warm inedible things in a 200 degree oven. What is that?
What just does that even mean?
Just put things in the oven.
Or maybe break that's out the weird. Old Ouija board and try to contact dead relatives.
Who?
Relatives.
Dead.
That's right.
Or can you sit up, Carla, please, for the love of God?
I am sitting up. I'm just
I think she looks dynamite.
To the side. I'm
Carla,
looking
you're
at.
Carla, you're a knockout.
Jesus. Oh, Rob. Thank you.
Call your living relatives while they're still above
it's
ground.
Your friend's wife,
because
for
who
God
knows?
Sakes.
Is there anything else I need to read in this?
Just everyone well, needs to buy the bonus show.
Oh, Pony just texted me. Oh. All right. Buy the bonus show.
What did Pony get you?
Thank you. Everything is great, Pony said.
Oh, yeah. It's all true. Right.
Yeah.
It's
true.
Let's take another call. Rob, save your audio vault for the.
I got all
show.
Kinds of. We'll be fine.
All right. Let's take a phone call. Hello, Mike O'Mara. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Turn down your Indianapolis.
Phone. Go ahead, sir.
In fact, do you recognize these voices?
No.
Howdy. Hello from the Heartland.
Oh, wow. It's
what's going on?
Is this Oscar?
They sound familiar, Mike.
Is this Mike and Nancy?
Yes,
yes! Hi, guys!
I love it.
From Indiana. Is it Indianapolis, Indiana, guys? Is that where, am I correct with that?
Yeah.
We are in Indianapolis. We are in the heartland.
I'm afraid
Is Butler is Butler University locked down now?
Oh, we have been for several days, and we're teaching online.
Teaching band online.
How cool is that? Michael's joining piano online.
I miss all my good friends. It's so nice to hear from you and know that you're doing well. And are your kids with you right now?
We're in transition. We're actually moving them to an apartment across town right now. As everyone else's grown kids are coming home, ours are moving out.
Oh, my God. You know what? Michael Colburn is, as a lot of you might know, the former director of the President's Own, the Marine Band, now directing bands at Butler University. And his wife, Nancy, is one of my favorite posters on Facebook, and smart and wonderful. And we see them. We try to see each other once a year. Will we ever be able to see each other again? Oh, my God. Will we?
Never. We just have to stay 6 feet apart. We can do that.
Oh, okay.
Well, let me ask this, because I just happen to know that the Colburn family enjoys an occasional adult beverages. What are you enjoying this afternoon, Colburns?
I'm having a Centennial IPA.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, nice.
I couldn't decide what to drink until I saw what you and Carla were drinking, and I'm having a nice red. Nice.
There you go.
Love you guys. Awesome.
Love you guys. Stay safe.
Too.
Wash your hands. Take care of yourselves. We love you, and we miss you guys.
Yes.
And what's the plan this year? Maybe up
we
the
would
Great
love
White
Quebec
North.
City. Yeah.
Let's hope. Quebec. Hey, do you think by July, June, or July, this is going to be? If it's over, I hope to
gosh,
see you guys.
International travel is the
if
thing to
is,
think about right now.
spend money.
And Nancy still has her matching pajamas with Carla. She's
I love you guys.
Sweet.
I love it. I love it when this is a chance to have my
friends. Hey, Nancy, so. Nancy, this year we'll get the guys matching PJs.
Oh yeah, nice. That'll be fun. Yeah.
Onesies.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. One guy
briefs.
Might need two different stores for that.
Thank you. Thank you, Colburn.
Love you guys.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for calling in.
Love you guys.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we have, are we like at the end of the show?
Oh, we're done.
No?
Yeah, we're done. We're 5 minutes ago we were done.
All right, I'm sorry. Right now, we are going to shut down, and when we come back, it's the TMOS bonus hour, but it's really just an extension of this, and we're really going to be able to cuss and say how we really feel.
I have a question.
Yeah, before we leave, yes, Carla.
Can I eat Doritos on the air?
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. On the bonus hour, anything goes.
Mike, do another phone tease, because the phones will likely be open until 7 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's the number?
888-920-8-
Say it again.
Whoa.
Seriously?
888-920-MORE. That's
888. Good booze.
Oh, got a drink.
888-920-MORE. That's 888 is the worst prefix in the history
of
broadcast.
Very easy to say.
I just brought up a survey. It turns out it's the best.
Yeah.
888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The phone lines are still open, and we urge you to call us often and share your tales of woe. I'd like to get more calls from the great state of Washington.
Of course.
I'd love that.
Because that's kind of
maybe
ground zero
town.
For all this.
Hi, Dirk.
Thank you, Carla.
Oh, God.
We'll be back with another hour of fun. And if you want to hear it, please subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Hey, Oscar. And I'll be blatantly obvious with you with our financial situation.
Yes.
Let me know if what I just did moves the meter a little bit, okay?
I'll let you know.
That would be wonderful.
I know
we'll
when
be right
Carla
back.
Said hi to Dirk, something moved.
There you go. We'll take a break. Be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
That's good booze.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
All right, enough is enough. This is the final, the very, very last straw.
You're gonna end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
You better say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint. I'm gonna blow you to smithereens.
Attention, everyone. Attention, please. Now that we're all here, I officially declare the party switch to be in the on position.